through these docs, as I've already been introduced, and I've been around here for 31 years, didn't give you that information, and have been connected in some way or another with students, with the community. And when I was asked to speak about hate crimes and talk radio, and do some reflection about how would you approach this particular topic, particularly when you teach students that they must be careful when they start talking about causative kinds of activities, that one something causes something else, and that's my philosophical bent. So I'm very reluctant to say something causes something unless there are some demonstrative kind of grounds for saying that. But then I also thought about who listens to talk radio, and tried to come up with some kind of a profile in my own mind as to who listens to talk radio. I did have a radio broadcast at one time in my life, and I know the power of the medium, and it goes back to something that a guy said a long time ago, that the medium can become the message if you're not careful. So I decided to try to come up with what kind of a person, if they listen to talk radio, might be in some ways inspired to commit a hate crime. And as I thought about that for the last few days, I came up with a couple of ifs, a few ifs. And these ifs, as I'm going to talk about them, may reach to the age of 16. But I want to just lay them out there, and you can do with them what you will. If you can see the world as simplistic as Rush Limbaugh sees it, then that may possibly inspire you to do something like commit a hate crime. If you can conceive of a world where there are a world that where we all think in either or terms and cannot be comfortable with gray areas in your experience, that kind of personality might be susceptible to some of the powerful rhetoric and persuasive techniques that I have heard in listening to some talk radio hosts. If you can accept your stereotypes as being sufficient grounds to make judgments about anyone, whether they be black, Asian, whether they be Hispanic, or whether they be, or whether they wear a turban, or whether they don't wear a turban, if those stereotypes can become grounds for your making judgments about people, there might be a nippet of possibility that you commit a hate crime. If you believe that your words, the words that you think represent reality as it really is, that your verbal maps become the territory for you, there is a possibility that certain persuasive personalities like a Rush Limbaugh might appeal to you in certain ways that you might be inspired to commit a hate crime. What about your own personal beliefs? Are they facts, or are they just beliefs? If you can hold on to your personal beliefs without ever critically analyzing them to see if indeed they do reflect reality as it is, and you're willing to do so in spite of any evidence to the contrary, then the grounds be laid for one possibly committing a hate crime. And if you believe that there is someone out there who can speak persuasively enough and strongly enough, and Becky raised the question of emotional appeal, if you can believe and accept that there is indeed someone on this earth sent here by God to have a radio program, then you just might have some grounds committing a hate crime. So does talk radio contribute to hate crimes? See, the possibility is there if you have this mindset. The possibility is there if you have this mindset. If you don't have that mindset, and you are comfortable with areas of gray, and you don't believe that people like a Rush Limbaugh has been sent to the world to vouchsafe God's will, then the answer is no. Talk radio does not contribute to hate crimes. Thank you very much.